This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hola, hola, muchacho. Oh, wait a minute.
This isn't the Spanish version of the cast. We do that tomorrow.
I thought this was another show. My apologies. We're back for the second half, or maybe the first half, however the hell we
This will be the first
out.
Half.
This will be the first
half. The first half. Half, second.
So, never mind. We're not back. Well, technically, we're back from last week, but we're here. The Three Horsemen, Big E, T.O., in snowy, cold Edwardsville, Illinois. What the fuck happened? It was 65 degrees yesterday.
It was awesome.
It's 32 degrees today.
Well, you know something, brother. Somebody came out and body slammed Mother Nature.
I think Glacier showed up.
Ooh, Glacier. There's a good...
What the front door?
What a steal of a gimmick that was. They directly stole that from Mortal Kombat. Directly.
The good news wasn't the only one. This proves there's really no such thing as global warming, so most of our Republican friends are correct.
Oh, nobody will say that. I still got somebody I got a bone to pick with on that. But how's everything else going, boys? What's the word? Anything good since the last time we spoke?
Well, we did the second half first, which was awesome. So after you get done listening to this, immediately download the second half.
That was a lot of fun.
We were talking Breaking Kayfabe. Awesome show.
Dude,
loved it.
Sean Wheelock's got a wealth of knowledge of the wrestling business, the history of the business.
Yeah, we were joking around. He could just replace me and T.O. easily on this show and become the Two Horsemen and just you guys do it. The guy has the knowledge.
Well, now wait a minute. Now you make a fourth horseman. You got
now
the
we're
two
getting some real copyrighted
You get the two
territory.
Workers. We'll do the work.
So
we'll give you guys the hot tags.
We get to be like Sid Vicious and Luger or something, right?
Yeah.
We're like barely horsemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like those guys that are thrown in.
You could be the Paul Roma of the podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
I like how that sounds.
I want me a big fat fucking chain. That's all I'm saying.
You could be the Jeff Jarrett of podcasts.
J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T-T. Ding.
Ugh.
Jeff Jarrett.
Dreaded. But that'll be the first half. We'll be talking current wrestling or sports entertainment, which I hate that term.
This just in.
Yeah. Starting off, so Goldberg is going to get a shot at the Universal title, the Raw's championship, at the March pay-per-view.
Which has the weirdest name for a pay-per-view. But
Fast Lane?
Yeah.
It's the Fast Lane to WrestleMania is how they termed it.
Yeah, cool.
There used to be another one. I thought before that it was called like Roadblock or something.
Yeah,
it was the
one,
Road
yeah.
to WrestleMania. I can't keep up with this shit these days. But,
yeah.
Logic, sensible matchmaking. You can throw that out the window because obviously this will have none of that.
We're post-2000, so it makes sense.
What are your thoughts of a guy who's wrestled a total of 7 minutes, maybe 5 minutes in the past 13 years?
I look at it this way. When we were 16, 17, 18 years old, what would be the comparison to Goldberg coming in and winning a belt?
Well, Andre he did win 108 Giant. Matches or something in a row before getting the belt, but whatever.
Oh, fuck.
What I'm just saying, like, if someone came on Raw, 98, who would it be? Like Harley Race?
Yeah.
How fucking stupid would have everyone thought that was and how non-believable. Now, Goldberg looks the part because nowadays wrestlers look like little pussies for the most part. The reason it's believable and it can be done with Goldberg is he still has the body.
Right.
He has
for the most part.
He has the mystique.
For the most part.
And he looks like the fucking Goldberg we all remember.
For the most part.
Yes. A little gray in his goatee. Yes.
Is what you're saying.
That's why I think it works.
You think a guy that hasn't even wrestled a match. I mean, I wouldn't call what he did with Lesnar a match. That was just, you know, coming in, doing two moves, and you're done. So that's it. That's your wrestling. So I think the only logical thing to do is have him squash Owens at the...
Oh, that's what's going to happen.
The pay-per-view, and then go to Mania with the belt. But the thing is what you can do, and this is how they book now. Who can we get on TV? Mm-hmm. Who can we get to promote it? Who can we put on ESPN? You think they're going to put fucking Kevin Owens on ESPN a week before the biggest event of the... been on ESPN.
No, I know.
I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't put him on?
I wouldn't. He barely sells wrestling, in my opinion. He doesn't look like your prototypical guy you would have put out in front of mass media.
And he's fantastic in the ring.
That may well be, but his look is just crap.
Well, and the other thing is you can't go in and say, oh, well, you know, Lesnar will fuck him for the match. Why would Lesnar not want him to win and then they get to wrestle for the belt at Mania?
Makes sense.
I mean, I would understand hijinks from Jericho. That makes sense. But I just don't know why you'd have that match with Goldberg unless he was going to win.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? I guess it lines up another Brock-Goldberg match if he wins the title.
Yeah, it's a best of three. They settle it at Mania. So they're going to put the belt back on Lesnar?
Surprise me.
I don't know. That's
going to go back on Lesnar, I think.
Because other ending.
Well, it's the only way you can build him back up to the monster that he once was.
Yeah.
You don't need the belt to do it, but they're going to.
Yeah, that's my other thing. They don't need a belt for this, do they? Or did they fuck themselves with the kicking his ass at that pay-per-view and then at Royal Rumble?
Well, no, because that Lesnar's going to come out and dominate Goldberg. It's going to be a short match the other way.
You think?
5 minutes.
Whoa.
That's a hell of a prediction.
Dude, those guys can't fucking work that long. I mean, Lesnar could be
but on a pay-per-view, you're going to want more than that.
I don't know that you need it.
You have to do something convincing to get back for the two that Goldberg has over on Lesnar in storyline to make Lesnar over again because he's looked like a puss.
Yeah.
Storyline reason.
Yeah.
So it's the only thing that can happen unless Goldberg signs an extension, which probably could happen. The dude's worked, 5 minutes in the ring?
Yep.
And it's probably made $1 million, $2 million so far?
Think so.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I wouldn't surprise me.
No, because he's doing a lot of in-ring appearances and shit like that. So, I mean,
I'm sure he's got a Legends deal that he's making money off.
Yep.
I don't know if they're selling merch for him. I mean, I know they're selling it online for the site, but I don't know that they're selling it at the arena.
I haven't seen a ton of shirts or anything.
I haven't either. I haven't seen one shirt.
He never had shirts, though, really. He's the one guy.
Had that tattoo.
I know, but I don't ever remember it being big like the NWO, Austin, or Rock stuff.
Remember always had like Who's Next on it or something.
It's just that card, the way the card's shaping up, there's still a little bit of mystery. It looks like Wyatt and Orton are going to go for that championship. I don't give a fuck about that. Cena and Bella against Maryse and
Miz.
They're doing this for a TV show. Mm. I mean, like it's going to be for that Total Divas bullshit that they just made Nikki an executive producer on.
Mm.
So,
really?
So there's your storyline. Yep. And
have
then,
you been? Oh God.
What I mean, like the big question is, I mean, like. I don't know how you get Jericho and Owens to the point they need to be, like, to have a good enough build for that match. So they're going to piss that away because they're not going to build it properly.
I don't know. They did it with Styles and Jericho last year.
But then where's Styles go right now?
I don't know.
They're saying Shane McMahon.
Why?
All right. Fuck you. Stay off the TV. No, I mean, like, we don't need to see you every WrestleMania, just like we see your buttfuck brother-in-law.
Nice.
Like, I'm done with that, too. And same thing with Geriatric Undertaker. He can go and do his own shit, too.
Oh, no, that's man. Just see, mean. I forget about him.
They say he's going to wrestle Reigns, possibly, or Reigns is going to wrestle Strowman. There's a little bit up in the air there, but I don't care.
Here's the other thing. There's only so many matches they put on.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only got 12 hours that day to put, you know, 8 matches on.
And then they'll
you got to fit in 14 hours of promo.
Seriously.
And they'll put fucking Uncle Rico in there, Baron Corbin, for he'll probably win that Battle Royal.
Gotta be careful. There is a Rico. There is a character Rico we got to consider.
That guy sucks.
You guys remember Rico?
How about him?
The giant sideburns, remember him?
Uncle Rico, yeah.
He pinned Styles.
Oh, you mean the wrestler Rico. He managed Billy and Chuck.
Yeah, that's he was their stylist. But then he became an actual wrestler after that.
And he wrestled before that. He did.
Well, fair enough.
He managed 3 minute or 2 minute warning, 3 minute warning, whatever the fuck.
3 minute warning.
You've got 3 minutes or. So questions about Goldberg? Is he too old?
How? What is
47?
I was thinking 51 for some reason, but he's probably not that old.
I was going to say 49.
Goldberg. What's he go by, William? No, I'm just kidding. He is 50. 50 years old. December 27th, 1966 is his birthday.
I'm 50. So he was 49 when he wrestled that first match when he came back. That makes sense.
Yep.
So I guess nobody's too old.
At this point, no.
Triple H held the belt at 45 or whatever he was. I mean, Hogan held the belt. It is 2017. I wonder that he's too old. The odds right now, betting odds, since you can bet on wrestling for some reason now.
Which is so wrong.
Owens is 5-1 to win that match. Goldberg is 1-10. So, odds maker, what do you got to do to win some money on this sumbitch?
Mm.
What is it again?
1-10 for Goldberg, 5-1 on Owens.
So, for every $100... So he's 10-1.
You win 10 bucks.
1-10.
So every 100 you bet, you'd win 10.
That's a fucking.
That's what they're saying is guaranteed.
He's
money.
1-9. What's his nuts is in the chamber. Wyatt is right now is 1-9.
Oh,
really?
So he's going over too.
Wow.
Jeez, spoiler alert. T.O.'s in the house.
You ever wonder why some of the mid-card wrestlers don't like sell their result to like a buddy of theirs, or tell their buddy to go place shit tons of bets on them? If now they're taking bets,
you can only usually bet like $50 on bets good. Like that. They have a max bet.
At least somebody's got a brain out there.
All right, now I'm going to ask you guys a question that I don't know if you would have seen coming: the over under on match length for the Owens match.
Over under with Goldberg?
Yeah,
3.5 minutes is my guess.
Okay,
I'll take the over.
You'll take the over.
It's an easy. I mean, 3.5 minutes.
Are we
going to
set it at 3.5?
I would set it at good betting over under. I would say six minutes.
Don't forget hijinks.
From bell to finish or actual wrestling?
Bell to finish.
Intro to finish?
No.
Bell to finish. Okay. Yeah, 6 minutes.
I'm still going to say 3.5.
You think it's going to be a squash?
Yeah.
That's what you put it as if you were setting the book? You set 3.5 for good bets?
Let's just think about this. If he's done this to Brock Lesnar twice, who's unstoppable, who's just plowed through everyone's storyline, what makes you think Kevin Owens is going to do anything differently?
What did I say at the beginning of the show?
He has
Throw out logic.
Mm-hmm.
Throw out anything that makes sense.
I'm telling you right now, he might fucking put Owens and Jericho down in under 3.5 minutes.
Holy fuck.
And beat and have it done. They're not going to risk him getting hurt, first of all.
You're right. Wow. I did not think about that.
They're not going to fuck around with that.
That's a good point.
They can't. He is the show this year.
Is he going to make it to this match, or is he going to bow out?
No, he'll make this match. He's going to be the champ.
I get it.
And I'm still thinking Triple H is somehow going to get in on the fight, on the match with them. Because you know they've already spent $700,000 on his fucking entrance.
A year probably.
And Seth Rollins is hurt. So, like, fuck. Who are we going to have him wrestle? What are we going to do?
Oh, God. Wow, Owens, you just sold me. T.O., I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, I think you pretty well sold me, too. This is the first time you've put together a good argument.
I've been on fire lately, other than the Finn Balor coming back, but that's because he is hurt. Like I've been all right with the shit that I've been.
If we'd have done our show on like Sunday afternoon, we would have had it. You had it at Orton.
Yeah, well, because it was out there everywhere. Meltzer reported it Saturday night.
Figures. Is this good or bad for this whole deal that they're gonna have Goldberg going in? I guess it's good. Any exposure, I wouldn't say it's terrible. My only problem is they're doing the same thing 20 years later. Like, I don't have a problem with recycling an angle, but I have a problem with you
that
recycling
angle?
The exact same fucking thing. Of course, he's not wrestling every week on TV. He's wrestling once.
Every month on pay-per-view.
Well, once so far. He was in a battle royal.
Yeah, they don't really
count. They used to bring people out in walkers and put them in battle royals. You just got to take the toss over the top rope.
Take one bump.
Well, I think I think T.O. might have it. It might be under 5 minutes again. Holy shit. I guess that puts an end to that.
How far are we out? Do we know the answer to this one?
Month.
I can't count that
April,
far.
Beginning of April, right?
Month and a half.
Or no, fuck. That's
WrestleMania is April 2nd. Yeah.
WrestleMania is April 2nd.
We're a month away from.
So by this weekend, Wyatt will have that belt. And then 2 weeks after that, Goldberg will have that belt.
That Elimination Chamber's not this weekend.
It's Sunday night.
Yeah. Calling it now. Goldberg will unify the titles.
That's news to me.
Yeah.
Unify them.
There's rumors
going. Don't put it past.
There's rumors out there right now that there is a chance of a triple threat match with Cena, Orton, and Goldberg at WrestleMania. I saw it on Reddit actually, and then a podcast I listened to had mentioned that he had saw it in a couple other blogs.
You're finally on Reddit?
No. A guy.
Somebody linked you to it?
Yeah.
Damn, he said he read it earlier. Yeah.
I meant Reddit. On Reddit.
You need to get on Reddit, pal. That's it's the wealth of information on the internet. You're missing out every now.
Cheney.
No stuff on Reddit.
Let's have Elizabeth Warren come in here and shoot on somebody.
I'll shoot on her.
Oh.
Ba-doom.
Love that woman. Other news. The Rock and Roll Express going into the Hall of Fame. Ricky and Robert.
Finally.
The Rock and Roll Express.
And they were one of my favorite tag teams as a kid. And at the time, I always thought it was weird, and I didn't understand. I'm talking like, you remember they were popular, really popular. We were like, what, 7 years old, 8 years old, if that?
Yeah, before that.
I got them confused with the Rockers. Like, why do we need two of these exact same tag teams? I didn't get that they were in
different
separate
promotions.
Federations.
Go watch
time.
Memphis.
But yeah, they were great still.
You know what? The Rock and Roll Express were put together. Ricky and Rock, they didn't have anything to do down in Memphis.
Sure.
So they had the Fabulous Ones. And they wanted something to come off of that. They wanted an A team and like a B team.
Right.
So you could wrestle the first match and like second to last match with the Fabulous Ones. So they put Ricky. Jeez. I always want to say Hoot Gibson because he is Hoot Gibson. But Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson. Ricky Morton did all the work. Everything.
The Ricky Morton comeback.
The Ricky Morton comeback. Sell it like Ricky Morton. Dude, that guy, I met him.
They say he's one of the most underrated wrestlers of all time. Flair loved him.
I met him 7 years ago, and he was awesome. He talked my ear off. I'll tell that story on a later
day. He's got the best hair ever still.
Oh, a mullet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't age well.
No, he didn't. Neither one of them really aged well, but he really didn't age well.
Yeah,
I mean, Robert Gibson looks, you know, like you figure he would age.
Could
nice big bald spot.
You realize girls loved these two guys.
I can imagine. The 80s, there was a lot different expectations of your men back in those days.
Yeah.
Now, here's a good picture of them in their heyday.
Oh, it's gold.
Yeah, it's perfect.
They had just beat the Russians for those belts on TV.
So amazing. Yeah, I don't see a calendar.
Didn't Morton kind of lose his shit? Like, he had all this hate towards Nash. He did a couple shoots.
They did a match.
But was like fucking belligerent and yeah.
He just didn't like Kevin Nash. Well, he felt that
Nash held those
him
guys
job.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, makes sense. So my question is, you can't think Rock and Roll Express without Midnight Express.
Boom. Nailed it.
Which version?
Doesn't matter. Jim Cornette's the only I mean, like, just Cornette being involved.
Condry and Eaton.
But still.
See, I think of Stan Lane and Eaton, but that's just me.
No.
Cornette, does Cornette's hate for the company? And the company's hate for Cornette and all the issues, does that keep the Midnight Express out?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bummer. Politics.
Well, and that was the other thing I was going to say, you know, who's going to induct him?
Well, there's
Why
talk.
Why not have
there's,
them do
there's
that?
Talk
awesome.
That Cornette would.
There's no way.
That'd be awesome.
If he goes back, he will have to eat his words. For so long, unless he just said, I mean, it is essentially a payday.
Dude,
I would think they wouldn't pay
him. I could see him getting on the mic and just shitting on people.
Yeah, they don't let him go the Dustin Runnels route and let him go for 3 or 4 minutes to see what happens. They cut him quick, I'm sure.
Yeah.
As soon as he starts to go off script, they know who they're dealing with.
There's no fucking way they'd let him have a mic.
No chance
at all. No chance.
Because you know he'd shoot like fucking crazy. Well, I think. No. I don't know. He's a professional.
He's smart enough. That's the problem. He would be doing fucking jabs at people and half those Daffy Duck motherfuckers.
They wouldn't get it for six months.
Seriously, he's that witty. And I also think he'd go political.
SummerSlam gets here and one of them's in a match. God damn it, Cornette.
That's another reason I bet he would say no.
I think he would go political, and he is on the complete opposite side of the McMahons.
He hates, like, Triple H, McMahon.
Yeah.
And see, and he spoke well of McMahon for a long time, but in the end, he was like, fuck it. And he's not going to suck up to anybody. You know that. That's why I think they're just going to have Flair do it, because of Flair and Morton. They're just going to pick somebody out every year and have Flair do the induction, and this is the team this year.
And you have to worry about him getting liquored up and just fucking going off on some tangent about
Ricky Steamboat in 1978.
Fucking West Virginia in a high school gymnasium.
Every year. Do you watch any of these, E?
Oh, they're the best part of the whole fucking weekend. They're awesome.
He's just, I can't remember. I think he was inducting somebody who, and I knew I'd forget who it was. He's inducting somebody. Nothing to do with anything he's talking about. He's talking about fucking Ricky Steamboat and them going around the horn in 88 and 89 and then back in the 70s. And he's like, oh, man, and Blackjack Mulligan. Let me tell you, you guys got time for a story? And, of course, everybody's like, fuck yeah.
They would love for Flair just to talk for 4 hours.
Oh, I know. When I went to Mania in Orlando, that's the only time I've gone to the Hall of Fame. It was the best ever. Dude, he talked, and everybody's probably not like that, but I would think everybody that was there that night was there to hear Flair just talk. And he went on, he mentioned Benoit, they had to cut that out of the speech. He talked for a solid fucking hour. Only thing was is that The Rock fucking ate up all the time. They had to cut off, they had to cut Flair off early. In fact,
is that available anywhere uncut?
Oh, yeah.
Network.
Uncut?
Oh.
Like no Benoit? Uncut.
Right.
No.
Not even on YouTube or nothing?
Good luck.
Yeah, good point.
Because you better have had a live feed.
Yeah.
Oh, I put videos up back in 2009 on Facebook and they took them down.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Crazy. But, no, that's my guess. That's who will induct him. But, my God. Yeah, you just need to look up anything Flair's done at the Hall of Fame, E.
Gold. What was the other one where he was all fucked up? Like the SummerSlam, what got Jim Ross fired?
Yeah, that was for that 2K13.
The video
2K14.
Game, yeah.
Oh.
Do tell me, what's going on?
Daniel Bryan's like, he says he's talking.
Bryan was
Daniel
giggling like a schoolgirl.
He's like, I don't even know what I'm doing up here. And Ric Flair's like, yeah, I don't know what you're doing up here either, motherfucker. And I'm like, whoa. And they fucking fired Jim Ross for it.
Wow.
They said Jim Ross didn't take control and, you know, cut Flair off, but
that's
kind of impossible to do when that guy gets it going.
It's Ric Flair. You don't cut off Ric Flair.
They do.
Of course, you think Ric Flair would have enough couth.
Pull?
Well, I was going to say couth, not to say shit like that.
Oh. No.
Now it's interesting.
Apparently
because
not.
His daughter's a star in the company, and he watches what he says a little more, although he's always kissed Triple H's ass. Always.
Well, they were other way around.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Well, you know how much he respects Flair and wants to be like him and have that...
Yeah.
That same love, but he'll never
get it. I hope we find out that Triple H has been fucking his daughter for like 3 years.
Oh,
and
that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, then what happens to the company? That would be great.
Shane O'Mac.
Let's start that rumor.
No.
I heard that Triple H was sleeping with Ric Flair's daughter.
I heard it too on my favorite podcast.
Yeah, you heard this guy say that.
Good God.
Yeah.
We're off the air.
That's it. That's it for us.
Our shit just turns into two guys banging each other.
They didn't have a problem with the Three Horsemen name or the logo until now.
Ah, there you go. See? See what happens when you
open your fucking mouth to you.
Fuck it.
Got a suit. How many times have you gotten a suit now?
No, he's going to tell some Ricky Morton stories, and that's going to be fucking awesome. I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that.
I look at these guys and don't understand how they pulled pussy back in the day. That's what blows my mind.
They were pro wrestlers.
They had dad bodies with fucking mullets.
Well, think about the women they were probably pulling too. I mean, a fair amount of them were.
They did quite well for themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure they did okay, but I'm sure they pulled some winners and some losers.
Was Stan Lane the one that pulled, like, that Cornette says pulled all the ass?
Fuck yeah.
Makes sense.
Said he was like a fucking beetle. He was dreamy.
There's a great promo where Flair's talking shit to Ricky Morton. They're about to do some singles matches, and he's like, "You like the girls in these training bras? And I like them girls with the double D's, brother." and Morton goes on to kick the shit out of him. Check it out on YouTube or anywhere else on the network. Whatever you got to do. It's gold, Jerry.
Gold.
Let's see what else we got. We got Nikki Bella. Yeah, like you were talking about that Bella thing. Like, now it says she's not retiring. So is Cena just going to get stroked into this match?
I don't know, but she is such a talented lady. She is
useless.
She is like a, what do you call it, like a triple threat?
She can't wrestle, act, or what? Yeah, what's the third one?
She
sings?
No.
Remember Teddy Atlas? Teddy Atlas said that when dudes would fall asleep, they'd sneak in their rooms and shit on them and piss on them.
Teddy Atlas, the trainer from
Atlas, I'm sorry.
Tony Atlas.
Yeah. Did you ever see that shoot? It's a kayfabe commentary.
The way I understood it, they did it for some guy that had a fetish. I thought maybe they pissed on him.
No.
Why would you participate?
I heard Teddy Long talking about it, that they used to do it to guys when they'd fall asleep as like a joke.
That ain't no fucking joke, man. If you ask
no,
me.
Fuck no.
I wake up and haven't been pissed on or I'm in the process of being
pissed on.
It better
be my own.
Not even. I'll beat myself up.
Yeah, we should have done some research on that. But now they're saying she's not going to retire.
Great.
We didn't cover, you know what, you said Triple H. You didn't say, they said Rollins looks good to go for Mania.
Oh, good. So he will get to wrestle, and they'll get to use that big budget on his fucking entrance. This year, he's going to fly in on a real fucking dragon, one that they've kept somewhere. He's going to fly in on it, and then
dragon.
Stephanie's going to introduce him again and call him, like, the ruler of the free world or the king of fucking ever. Yeah, but it gets longer each year.
I just realized, I've been to Orlando for WrestleMania, and it's in Orlando this year, isn't it?
Didn't you used to go to Pulse? Was that one of your hangouts?
Pulse? Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm surprised you got it that fast.
Well, I forgot. It's been in the news.
Are you talking about the shooting?
No.
Are you making a joke about a shooting?
No. Yeah. No. I don't know.
What are you doing there?
Should we let it go to you?
Yeah, I was just asking if he'd been to a nightclub.
I was dancing one time.
He used to be a clubber.
At this place, and then they started doing this electro dance music. And it was fucking like, yeah, but dude, the bass was so loud, yeah. It sounded like a machine
gun. Where it's so bad it makes your chest feel like your heart's going to explode?
Or
you just got to escape?
Makes your chest bleed,
well,
yeah.
let's go ahead and get away from the bad joke I made that's lasted 3 minutes.
Real quick. Yeah.
Makes your chest bleed? That was rough.
Kurt Angle says he's not done wrestling yet.
He's been saying that for 15 years.
Well, I mean, does he wrestle at Mania? I don't think they have a spot left.
Well,
Goldberg?
Does it matter if he doesn't wrestle? I mean, he might wrestle again, but if it's not in WWE, nobody gives a shit.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it boils down to. So, yeah, he'll fucking go do something somewhere after they use him for the Hall of Fame. I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed, though, because they did think he was going to wrestle. They thought it was going to be at the Rumble or thought it would be something, and they're going to get nothing.
You might be right. I'm not sure. I think I'd kind of like see him get in there one more time.
They always said Vince McMahon like had this fear of him dying in the ring.
Well, because he was so fucked up.
I know, but like, it's not like he was the only one at that time. And he's went on to wrestle. He's gotten his shit straightened out. You think he would kind of back off that stance and let the guy have a go one last time, especially if people would pay.
Especially if
I wanted to
would
say
pay.
They wanted him to go part-time and he didn't want to because the money changes.
I don't know.
Similar to what, like, Foley said he was having dizzy spells and he said, oh, you're done. And he really was. He never wrestled full-time again. He wrestled a couple times, but he didn't wrestle, like, full schedule.
Did you see that fucker, like, tried starting a GoFundMe account for his surgery or something that was wrong with him?
Yeah, but what happened out of that? Didn't they?
He got put on, he's covered under their insurance now.
Yeah, like, he couldn't afford it. Fucking guy saved every penny he ever earned.
Yeah, they said he'd stay in, like, the shitty Motel 8s even when he was making bank. Okay. Like, Austin tells stories of them two traveling together, like, splitting rooms that were $19.99. Have you ever listened to...
What's the saying? You can squeeze a squeeze a nickel out of a buffalo on a quarter or something?
Squeeze a booger out of the buffalo or
nose? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a saying.
Yeah, I know the saying, but I don't know the saying.
Apparently we're not good enough to know it.
Mark that on the list of things we're not good at.
I have the network. T.O. has the network.
I've heard of it.
See?
You're missing it. They just added... Now, I made a big deal to you, T.O., when they added Buzz Sawyer, Tommy Rich, the cage match.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, they add... I didn't even know this existed. Buddy Rogers versus Ric Flair. Nature Boy versus
Nature
Boy.
Oh, you didn't know about that? Yeah, it was down in... What was it? Watch. Down there in Georgia.
Watch. No.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
No.
He's like, I'm going to try to guess my way into this.
Space Mountain versus the Space Odyssey.
This is from the Carolinas. And Flair always says how bad he thought the matches were. I fucking loved it. Of course, it's like clipped. It's 8mm. But the fact that now we get to see it is, to me, it's incredible. But
technology. Gotta love it.
I mean, holy shit. That's huge. Like, do you know about Buzz Sawyer and Tommy Rich and all that stuff? Man, we could save that.
I mean, I know Wildfire, but I don't know much about Buzz Sawyer.
Talk about an insane, badass motherfucker. Dude, this guy was a freak.
Google worthy.
Bald head, beard, could go, was an amateur wrestler.
How do I not know about this guy? He's got a good look.
Yeah, he's been dead for 25 years. That probably doesn't help. Died when he was 32.
Are you fucking kidding me? He's been dead for 25 years in one day. Good guess, pal. You win by Price is Right rules.
February 7th of 92?
February 7th, 92.
Huh.
Good call. It's almost creepy.
Kerry Von Erichs. Kerry Von Erichs is coming up, too.
Oh, now we got to figure that out.
Oh. Just telling you.
No, I'm telling you.
February 18th.
Nailed it, 1993.
Yeah.
Very good. Almost creepy.
A lot of February deaths in the early 90s.
It's the end of winter. If you're going to kill yourself, why not now?
Oh, boy. I had to go with that one, huh?
Well, we're talking Kerry Von Erich.
David.
Either way, they all killed themselves one way or the other.
David, he didn't die in January. I thought he died in February, like February 12th?
February 10th.
Yeah. Sorry that I know this stuff.
I like it. Turns me on in a weird way. In a wrestling way. Does that make a difference?
It's not about the looks with these.
Just depends on if I'm leaking or not.
These computers that we have are really sweet, by the way. I typed a link onto my Word document, and it takes me right to it. They've got a poll up on cage side seats. I don't know if you look at it or if you want to look at it.
I'm on it.
But the poll is, what do you want to see next on the network? And there are some choices. One, to me, it's all basically 90s or AWA. What would you guys like to actually watch and see again?
It's a toughie.
The choices. WCW Thunder.
No.
Yeah.
Superstars of Wrestling, WWF, 80s and 90s. Mm. WCW Saturday Night.
Eh?
When it became,
I wouldn't mind seeing Superstars.
Yeah.
Saturday Night wasn't bad.
WWE ECW from 06.
No.
Scotty Nero.
NXT The Game Show, which if you weren't watching, you have no idea what this
was. That's when they had them do like the stupid challenges and shit.
Yeah. And pre-arrival NXT. This is the earliest appearances of like Cesaro, Rollins, Paige, Four Horsewomen, Big E.
Hey.
That'd be all right.
WWE Sunday Night Heat.
No.
You guys don't remember. They did some good shit. They would do
MTV,
live.
Right?
That was on MTV before pay-per-views every month.
It used to be on USA before pay-per-views. And then they moved it when it just turned into like a B show kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, okay, the other one's WWE Velocity. You remember that at all? It was nothing. It's kind of like the shit they have on there now. Man,
what was Todd Pendergill's Saturday morning one?
Livewire?
No, it wasn't Livewire.
It became that.
But what was it before that? Remember, he was always in the back room. He was in a hall, like a production hall, doing his show.
I thought it was called, like, Mania. WWE Mania.
I don't know. Let me look here. Todd Pettengill. I mean, surely that will be...
Saturday Morning Slam?
Let's see. Hold on. No, Saturday. God damn it.
Anything?
I'm working on WWF Mania. Hosted WWF Blastoff, Livewire, Action Zone. I guess it had to be Mania.
Yeah, Mania was really short-lived, too. I don't think that's what it is. I want to say Mania lasted like a month.
He was replaced by Michael Cole directly.
Yeah. Michael Cole's been with that company forever. You just forget how long he's been there.
Yeah,
you wish it had come to an end.
Not a big fan either.
Ugh, never have liked him. My choice is AWA. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the AWA. They had everybody before they all left for New York and down south and everywhere else.
I'd go with AWA as well.
They were fucking loaded. Loaded. But it depends on what time period they would put on. But that's my pick.
I don't get why they just don't put more of it on. They have all of it.
Well, what are they going to sell next month as the new thing? You know what I mean?
All they ever promote is
free pay-per-views, though. That's their big model. They're doing 3 free months right now.
But the thing is like they started putting WCW, NWA stuff on there because of Sting. Sting came back. And they would put some ECW shit on because Heyman's back with the company. So,
but they don't realize that there's an untapped market out there.
I would like to see old Clash of the Champions and shit like that. They're all on there.
Every one of them. Every NWA WCW pay per view is on there.
No shit. So I can go see any Starrcade, any World War III.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Road Wild, Hog Wild.
Wow. Waiting for you to name something that's not on there.
God damn it!
I'm waiting for you to name something right.
What?
I'm waiting for him to name something right.
What did I name wrong?
Road World, Hog Wild.
Road Wild and Hog Wild are both names of that pay per view.
I'm kidding.
It is weird that they did it like that. Yeah, hit him in the face.
That was the biker one up in Sturgis, right?
See, two horrible pay per views, really. What did they think was going to happen? Did you hear about all the racist shit, like the chants and stuff that were going on?
Hear it. Watch the fucking pay per view.
So, like, what was it? Harlem Heat or something were having a match, and the audience is just, or, you know, just going crazy with the N word. Right. What did they think was going to happen?
Doesn't surprise me.
I don't know. Such a sturdy place like the Dakotas. Big shock. Or Wyoming, wherever the fuck it's at.
It didn't matter where it was at. Whenever you... And I don't want to piss off any of our bikers here, but generally your bikers are generally your racist kind of guys.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Stereotypically speaking. Like, they had bikers for Trump. Those guys aren't racist.
We're talking... Touche.
Anyway.
Touche.
It's a very liberal show, by the way, just so you know. And if you didn't know, now you do know.
I'm in Dung Pidman.
But your ass better call somebody if you don't know. Get that?
I didn't know.
But I think that's pretty much all we got. Anything else we're not covering? I mean, I forgot Elimination Chambers this weekend.
I know.
I still think that's a dumb match, but whatever.
I've seen it live. It sucks.
Yeah, they're hard to watch.
Can't see anything.
It's like a really slow rumble with less people. Let's just wait. Make them stand there. You know they're coming.
We went to the Elimination Chamber, and there were some. We had a suite at Scott Trade Center at this time.
Was this the night the Undertaker came back?
Yeah, were you with me? I can't remember if you went or not, but
Michaels came out from under the ring,
and we had some of our business partners in town with the soccer team, and this dude carried a purse like a bag.
Merce.
My fucking mom, like my parents, went over just for something to do. And to see my brother because he was in town. My mom picks up this dude's purse and walks out with it. And her purse was so similar to his, didn't realize it. She had to come back. They got to the car, all the way to the car, realized it wasn't her bag.
She gets out of the car, looks, and there's this guy's breast pump in
there. Yeah, so she had to walk the fucking thing back in and apologize for taking his sack.
Been there.
Me awful. Too. Elimination Chamber, go watch.
Join the network, get it for free for 3 months. We're not getting paid to tell you this.
Yeah, literally. Because you don't even have it.
Hey, WWE, why don't you kick me in a subscription and we'll start talking good about it.
Like, yeah.
Why don't you put some more Mid-South shit on there? Why don't you put some AWA on there? Why don't you put some B shows from the NWA, like Worldwide, things like that, people want to see from the mid-80s, the boom? Because there was somebody else having a boom besides you.
Yeah, that was a good call. I agree with that.
See you later, T.O.
Bye. There's still time to go on the show, so bye, Tim.
It's almost over. We'll see you later.
Yeah, you're good.
Every time.
I know. It's weird.
It's kind of tradition at this point.
Yeah.
He's never seen the end of the show.
Anything else you got?
Nothing now.
Nothing?
I just wanted to rip on him before he left. Now I can't do that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Got to wait till next week. You got to get your shit in early. This is just like a wrestling match. I want to be able to get all my shit in.
Yeah, you got
to
get our spots in. And
so if you're going to get your spots in, you got to get them in early in the match because you're going home.
You never know if there's an injury.
Maybe he just turns on you and just leaves you when you go to tag him in.
He's pulling a shoot, so what's going on.
Yeah, you go to tag him in and he just jumps off the apron.
That motherfucker.
Unfucking real. I think that's going to wind us up for the first half of the show.
Oh, I'm wound up, all right. We got a question from YouTube chat.
Oh, what did we get?
This is my nephew. He's asking, who is everybody's favorite wrestler? I don't know if he's asking all time or current.
Well, we better find out.
Well, I'm just going to go current. I don't have one. And all time.
Well, I'll let him know. My current favorite wrestler is Cesaro because the guy's a freak, and for some reason he won't be pushed. I don't know why. I don't know if something he's done, they say it's because his bad English. But that should mean nothing because he looks like a movie star. So that's my favorite wrestler right now. Favorite wrestler all time, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Steve Austin, almost a tie. Favorite tag team of all time, the Road Warriors.
Look at your shirt. Get your shirt on the camera here.
Get my shirt on the camera?
I mean, he's got what appears to be Road Warrior Animal in his younger days on his shirt.
It's younger days. There's that.
He's quite skinny.
It's the Road Warriors. Yeah.
Mine would be Hogan.
Don't worry.
There's Hawk on the back.
There's another guy on the back.
Beautiful.
Somebody's always got your back when you're a member of the Legion of Doom.
Nice.
So that's that.
Geez, I never thought about who my favorite tag team was. That's a toughie. Mega Powers count? Because that's not who it would be, but just wonder if they would count.
Brother.
Yeah.
Cream of the crop.
That was the best ever. The cream rises to the top.
Yeah, Jerry Lawler, you want to wrestle me in a steel cage, Jerry?
We need to have a show where we do nothing but do it in character.
I didn't even think about breaking kayfabe fucking Nikita Koloff. He got act like he was Russian for 8 years and didn't let on. He was fluent in English but didn't speak English for all those years while he was learning Russian, which he wasn't fluent in.
That's great.
That's wrestling. That's old school wrestling. Unfortunately, this is still the new school edition. So
tune in next a while ago.
Tune in tomorrow because the new episode will be out. The second half of this episode. This episode will be coming out tomorrow, Thursday, and then second half, which we talk about breaking kayfabe, will be out Friday. So,
or you could find it on YouTube anytime because we don't go back and turn it off.
That's true. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out where else? ThreeHorsemanShow.com.
TheThreeHorsemanShow.com.
All letters.
The three written out horsemanshow.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/3horsemanshow. Twitter.com/3horsemanshow. YouTube.com will be youtube.com/3horsemanshow once we get it. It doesn't exist, but that's what I'm going to claim.
That's why you're never leaving this show.
Why is that?
Because you fucking know all this stuff off the top of your head.
Well, I'm kind of watching our stream, which has it right there on the apron. It's kind of a cheat, but whatever. It sounds good.
Fuck me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week with whatever topic we come up with. You know what we're doing yet?
Don't know yet. It's going to be a surprise.
Maybe you'll see it on Twitter. If you follow us on Twitter, you might get that info early. I don't know.
There you go.
Crazier shit's happened.
Next week. For Big E, T.O., Corey, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.